Om Shanti. 24th October 2019, Thursday. Essence, sweet children, Baba has come to make you children renounce gland of sorrow. This is unlimited renunciation, sannyas. Sweet children, Baba has come to make you children renounce the land of sorrow. This is unlimited renunciation. So Baba is talking about sannyas. That's quite a celebrated word in Hindu philosophy. Out of the four classes, the fourth one is sannyas. The first one relates to bachelor life. The second one relates to householder's life. Third one to retired life. And the fourth is brahmacharya. And fourth is sannyasa. So this is the prescribed rules. These are the prescribed rules in Hindu philosophy, where each one has to pass through these four stages. And that's how they have divided human lifespan. First 24 hours life of brahmacharya, then next 25 years, first 25 years brahmacharya, next 25 years the life of grihastha ashram, the third is the life of vanaprastha, that is a retired life or dweller in forest. And the fourth is the life of sannyas. Sannyas means giving up everything, to renouncing all the material pursuits and living a life in solitude, in seclusion. And the only aim is total liberation. So many people have resorted to this lifestyle of sannyasa. So Baba says there are two types of sannyasa. One is limited, another is unlimited. Even in today's Sakar Murli, the question is related to this. What is the difference between those sannyasis and you sannyasis? Those sannyasis, they give up the world, they give up the household, and they go and retire into the forest. And Baba says, you don't give up anything, you stay here only, in the world, but you take sannyasa, you renounce the world with your intellect. That is the difference. So, we'll try to understand what is sannyas, who can take, and what is the lifestyle, what they do, and what is the purpose of their life. So as I said, sannyas means, renunciation means to renounce everything and to lead a life in seclusion, in solitude, engaged in spiritual pursuits, keeping the aim of attaining liberation. In the world, that is the definition of sannyas. The word nyasa means purification. San means complete. In. So, it's something to give oneself up in order to purify. So the exact meaning of the word sannyasa is total surrender for the sake of complete purification. So that's about the definition. The second is, who can take sannyasa? As I said, there were four ashrams, so sannyasa is the fourth ashram. But if one develops intense dispassion or disinterest in childhood, one can straight away take sannyas without going through life of even brahmachari or grihastha ashram or vanaprastha ashram. Straight away from brahmachari, one can become sannyasi, as has happened in many of the lives of many great men. So, Even that can be done. So it depends on the nature of person, his tendencies, right from the childhood, how he is like. So that prepares the mind for sannyas. Or sometimes some very sad event happens in life, and that event becomes a trigger to give up the world. So many things are there who anybody can take, provided one has got the necessary qualifications. Other thing is, what is the lifestyle of a sannyasi? There are so many very varied rules and regulations. So many scriptures mention about them. And total freedom has been given to sannyasi. And that's why there are so many diversification in their lifestyles. Some prefer to stay alone. Some prefer to stay in groups. Some prefer to stay in ashram. Some prefer to keep on moving from one place to another, itinerant. So some people, they become gurus. They have disciples. Some people don't become guru and they don't have disciples. And even if you see their attire, their clothes, they are very different. So, and since the invasion of Muslims in India from 12th century, there was yet another order of sannyasi where military actions were added to sannyasa. So these people were belligerent or yodha sannyasis. They were like carrying weapons with them. So, and that they joined British forces, and that was responsible for establishment of British rule in India in the later part of that those periods. So even that is one group of sannyasis. The first group is Kutichak. That is the first group of sannyasa, where they seek the atmospheric world, this world. There's another group of sannyasa, Bahudaka. These are those group, they seek heavenly worlds. They are wanting to go to heaven or some different worlds. Then there is something which is known as Hansa. So this is another group of sannyasi. And they live and absolutely renounce order. They do not desire much. There is another group, Paramahansa. That's an absolute stage of total desirelessness. Even further, Avadhut, that is also one group of the highest order of sannyasa, where a person doesn't do anything, he sits at one place, that's it. If people give you anything, it's okay, otherwise they don't take anything. So there are different groups of sannyasis, there are different orders of sannyasis. Even when Shankaracharya came, he established 10 different orders of sannyasis, Saraswati, Giri, and all those things. So there were 10 different orders of sannyasis. So the crux of the matter is, the real purpose of sannyasa is to give up all the material pursuits, is to give up all the sensual happiness. The real purpose of sannyasa is to stay away from the world, worldly ambitions, worldly goals, worldly career, and to spend life in seclusion, in solitude, in silence, to engage in spiritual practices, and to remain steadfast in that practice. So that is the ultimate goal of sannyasa, to attain jivan mukti or mukti, moksha, they call it. Now what Baba is saying? Baba is saying this is the life, and they have a particular, as I said, sometimes they don't wear anything, sometimes they wear, sometimes there are prescribed rules for keeping few things, few clothes, Some scripture mention different things, other scriptures mention different things. And these sannyasas, sannyas concept is seen everywhere. In Hinduism, male sannyasi is known as sannyasi and sannyasini. If you go in Jainism, they are sadha and sadhvi. If you go in Buddhism, they are bhikshu and bhikshuni. If you go in Christianity, there are father and nuns. So everywhere, this concept has been there. And as I said, some are anchorite. Anchorite means hermits. They don't mix up with the worldly people. Other people, they stay in ashram. They are cenobites. They stay in ashrams. So there are two groups and multiple groups further in that, those group of sannyasa. So the main purpose is to focus totally on spiritual life. They don't want anything worldly to enter into their lives. That is the purpose of sannyas. And therefore, to that this end, they do all of these things. Now, this is Baba said, this is limited sannyas. All that we have seen, this is limited sannyas. And not everyone can tolerate the hardships. They have to stay. They have to give up all the comforts, all the conveniences of aristocratic life. And they have to live the life of self-abnegation. Self-abnegation means self-denial. You deny yourself all the pleasures of the world. Don't enjoy. That's the main goal of sannyasi. The purpose is tapasya, penance, intense penance. That's what they want to do. But now, what Baba is saying? Baba is saying, this is all limited sannyasa. And you are what? Unlimited sannyasi. Yours is unlimited sannyas. Unlimited means you stay in the world, you don't give up anything externally, but internally you live the life of total disinterest and total detachment. There is no attachment inside. Because sometimes even the clothes can become a reason for show off. They will have huge tilaks, they will have that knots of hair, and they will have peculiar clothes, ochre clothes sometimes, red clothes, silk clothes, cotton clothes, different colors, saffron, sometimes red, sometimes white, and so on. So the first thing in our sannyasa is we don't give up the world, we stay in the world. So, living in this world only, not retiring into the forest, staying in the world wherever you are. That is the first thing. Second, total disinterest, total dispassion, total renunciation from the intellect. We are doing everything from the intellect. This is intellect's yoga. We are not making any show of outside. Everything is internal. Regarding clothes, Baba often says you may wear color clothes. There's no such rule for anyone like that. You can wear color clothes yet remain detached from within. And then where you stay. As I said, Baba said, you don't go into jungle but you stay. Sometimes there are built centers or homes, houses, stay there. But live the life of a sannyasi means to live the life of detachment. And our sannyasa, third point, is a sannyasa from first vices. This is the real sannyas. What is the point if somebody takes sannyas and yet one has not got rid of anger? That's not the real sannyasis. And Baba often says sannyasis, they are building their empire by earning a lot of money, which is absolutely against their own principles. Because there are two oaths in sannyas. The first is chastity, that is brahmacharya, and second is daridrata, poverty. You have to follow these two rules in sannyasa. But nowadays, sannyasis are very rich. They have huge mansions, huge ashrams. While the rule of sannyasa is that sannyasi has to be a brahmachari and sannyasi has to be he has to be poor. He should not keep money. He should be fakir, something like that. He should not keep money. And one more, he should not stay at one place. He should keep on moving from one place to another. He should be like a river, not attached to anything. He should not stay for more than 3 days at one place. Except in rainy seasons, he can stay for 4 months at one place. That's the rule. Otherwise, not more than three days. But nobody follows this sort of sannyas nowadays. It's very tough. They all have entered the city. They have a lot of money. And regarding staying, they also keep on moving, but they keep on moving in their different ashrams, not in the jungles. So, and as I said, many of them, it's not that everybody has given up anger, everybody has given up lust. Something or other is going on within them. Conflicts, and there is a war and debate for post and position in their, that world also. Sometime back, there was the head of one ashram who died here. And after his death, there was so much disturbance in the ashram as to who will become the head now. So they had a lot of issues. Who will become the head? Who will take the position? So these all things are going on in the world. So what Baba is saying when he says sannyasa? Our sannyasa is a sannyasa from vices. This is the real sannyasa. Simply changing of clothes doesn't do anything. It's the sannyasa. It's a renunciation of vices. Second, it's a renunciation of negative thoughts, negative emotions, negative feelings, negative outlook, negative perspective, negative viewpoint, everything which is negative, negative memories, negative awareness. So our renunciation is renunciation from negativity. The third sannyasa is sannyasa from waste. Anything that is waste, Baba says you have to renounce that. So give up everything waste. And waste means not just the outside weight, it is Baba is talking about waste thoughts. So give up everything that is waste. So that is the third form of sannyas. The fourth is sensual pleasures. Baba says you have to enjoy super sensuous pleasures, not the pleasure that you get from the senses, sense objects. This is indriya sukha and this is atindriya sukha. So to give up, to renounce, to relinquish, to abandon, to give up the sensual happiness and to seek the super sensual happiness, because you are those gopis and gopis. This is the real sannyasa. The next sannyasa is the speech. Baba says, practice silence as much as possible. This is a sannyasa from vak sannyas. This is, so have the period of silence in between. Though you have to do service, but still silence is always best. And next is crowd. Even though you are in the crowd, but stay as if you are out of the crowd. You are in the crowd, but untouched. Nothing touches you. That is the form of sannyas you have to do. The next sannyasa is sannyasa from hmm? this material career, ambitions, aims, person is desires, person is busy in all these material things. So, no interest in all such worldly things. Such worldly things, jobs, professions, they are absolutely unrelated to Jnana and Yoga or the spiritual life. Okay, you can do them for the sake of earning livelihood, but they should not become the very purpose of life. So give up or to have sannyasa for all such things. Too much interest in all such things or worldly pleasures or worldly entertainments. Worldly digital world, all those things. So your sannyasa is a sannyasa from all that. That's a digital sannyas. Electronic sannyas. That is the need of the hour at present. So this is our real sannyas. And the most importantly, our sannyas is a sannyas of body consciousness. Become soul conscious and give up body consciousness. Once you do this, all other things will happen automatically. The basic is this. Because it is the body consciousness that has dragged us all into vices, into that mire, quagmire of unhappiness, of sorrow. So give up body consciousness. That is the real sannyas. So sweet children, Baba has come to make you children renounce the land of sorrow. Renounce first body consciousness, second all relationships of the body, third all the religions of the body, fourth the language of the body, fifth the land of the body. I am from Gujarat and you are from Gujarat. I am from Maharashtra and you are from Maharashtra. I am from UP and you are from UP. I am from UK and you are from UK. So this is all body consciousness. Because the consciousness of the body and the land of body. Then memories of the body. Or the indulgence of body. Then sanskars of the body. Nature of the body. Give up all this, Baba is saying. Your sannyasa is a sannyasa of all these things. Then the body and the old world. This world belonging to the body. Give up this. This is the real sannyas. So everything which is related to body, give up that. And give up in the sense, mentally give it up. The Baba has come to make you children renounce the land of sorrow. This is unlimited renunciation. So renunciation is a very beautiful word. Renunciation means to renounce, to give up. Tyag or sannyas. And those souls who are filled with renunciation, for them the word renunciation appears like a nectar. Give up, give up, give up. In yesterday's Murli there was one statement. Renounce the old relationships of the body. Or renounce all old relationships. All relationships. All those relations which make us unhappy, give up them. Renounce all those relationships. So this is in fact the real sannyas. Where everything remains the same from the outside. You stay where you are staying. You wear what you are wearing. You eat what you are eating at present. Just offer it to God. And lead a lifestyle that is dedicated to spiritual purpose, spiritual service. So that is the real sannyasa. The real unlimited renunciation. Om Shanti.